This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. An interim Missouri House committee has kicked off a series of public hearings into the state's Medicaid system. As Marshall Griffin tells us, they spent yesterday looking at how two of Missouri's neighboring states are trying to expand Medicaid access.
Arkansas and Iowa in particular have asked the federal government for permission to use private insurers to share the cost of expanding access to Medicaid. And they're also proposing incentives for healthy behavior. Committee Chairman and Republican Jay Barnes of Jefferson City sponsored a similar proposal this year that died in the House.
I think it's helpful to allow states to increase cost sharing. You heard some talk today about, well, some people might not pay, and then what happens? Well, other people will.
Barnes also told committee members from both parties that any new Medicaid proposals should be submitted before October 15th. Several more meetings are planned through mid-November. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin. St. Louis Public Radio.
The MU School of Law received a $1.57 million gift yesterday from the Nancy and Charles Wall Foundation. Dean Gary Myers says the fund will help establish a newly endowed faculty chair of corporate law and governance. He says this will encourage competition among law schools in the nation.
We compete with schools that have larger endowments, that have more funds available. And so the gift that we received and announced today serves to level that playing field and make us competitive with the best law schools in this country.
Wall Foundation Chair Thomas Lambert says he plans to be actively involved in examining what works and what doesn't when encouraging good governance at MU. Wall is a 1970 graduate of the law school. The Missouri Department of Conservation recently introduced a plan to include public input on designated conservation areas around the state. The new process is meant to help hikers, fishers, and hunters express what they like and dislike regarding the planning and maintenance of the areas. The department will put its intended plans on its website for citizens to look over and comment on. Public involvement coordinator for the department, Amy Beekler, says using the internet will help make the public a part of the conversation.
We've always had one-on-one contact with people who use our areas, and people are out working on these areas and come in contact with people every day. But just to make a more concerted effort to get this information out statewide and have it available for people to review.
Beekler says the management plans affect 11 different areas along the Missouri River. Each plan will be online for 1 month before action is taken. Missouri's top education official won't recommend that the unaccredited Kansas City School District regain partial accreditation. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro notified the district of her position Thursday. The Missouri State Board of Education will make the final decision, but it's unclear when that will happen. The district says it deserves an accreditation upgrade because a recently released state performance report shows its scoring in the provisionally accredited range. The report uses test scores and other data to evaluate districts. Dropping the unaccredited label would prevent students from using a state law to transfer to accredited school systems nearby. So far, a pending court case is preventing Kansas City transfers. The Missouri Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in that case next week. Missouri education officials will travel tomorrow to Jefferson City to testify on the school transfer process. Republican Representative Mike Lair is chair of the Joint Committee on Education, which includes members of both the State House and Senate. He says lawmakers are not interested in rehashing how the transfer law has impacted districts. Instead, Lair says the committee wants to collect ideas for possible legislative fixes when they reconvene in January.
When I issued my call for this committee meeting, I issued for new ideas. We don't need a rehash. We don't need people to get upset. We know the situation. We need to come up with innovative ways to fix that.
Lair says it's hard to know what will happen if the State Board of Education's request for an additional $6.8 million in funding for the Normandy School District goes before the legislature. Officials with the unaccredited district in North St. Louis County say they may not be able to cover the cost of the transfer process as soon as this spring. An MU crisis center received nearly 100 reports of campus sex assaults last year, but only two students were punished for such offenses in 2012. The Columbia, Missourian reports that one student was expelled for a sex offense and another was suspended. The campus police department received 14 reports of sex offenses in 2012, while the Relationship and Sexual Violence Prevention Center tallied 92. School officials say many victims who seek counseling and support choose not to file complaints with the Office of Student Conduct or University Police. The RSVP Center and MU police statistics include offenses committed by non-students, but MU declined to provide a statistical breakdown of offenders. The new director of the University of Missouri Press says arts and humanities are a key component of MU's mission. David Rosenbaum will start on November 1st. KBIA's Ben Turner has more on the press's new director.
The University of Missouri Press shuttered last year before being reopened after protests by the faculty and others had been without a permanent director for more than 4 years. Dwight Brown served as interim director from 2009 to 2012, and Jane Lago served from October 2012 until the present. David Rosenbaum, the new director, has experience in academic publishing at Iowa State and nonprofit publishing at the American Heart Association. Provost Foster says Rosenbaum's experience is a big reason why he was chosen.
David's diverse background gives him insights into a lot of different aspects of the current dynamics in scholarly publishing.
Foster also cited Rosenbaum's business acumen as the press recovers from the financial troubles that caused its shutdown last year.
And he brings a good business perspective. He's very thoughtful about how to make the press fiscally responsible.
Rosenbaum says one priority for him is to focus on the diverse resources on the Columbia campus now that the press is located there. Previously, the press was under the control of the University of Missouri system.
If you read the mission of the University of Missouri Columbia, it's pretty clear that it describes the arts and humanities, that's a key component. It also talks about the sciences and professions. And so looking at those areas in particular for potential growth in the long term, I think would be very valuable.
Rosenbaum hopes by highlighting the press's existing strengths, as well as finding new markets using some of the university's resources, the press will be successful both academically and financially. Ben Turner, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.